True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Ian Hoke. Before we get back to your calls, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, I'm a liberal and I have many friends and family on the right. We agree to disagree. Our president is not helping Americans by stirring the flames. I truly believe that he's happy that the heat over the pedophilia accusations and school shootings are now out of the media's attention. Congress was considering the release of the Epstein files when this happened. It's very sad. We used to be the model for democracy across the world. I want that for us again, but we must get more effective gun laws and respectfully disagree peacefully.
Yeah, and I think even more important than any gun laws, and you know, we've got a lot of gun laws on the books. I don't know that more gun laws are important. What we need to do is we need to just learn to be able to disagree. This was an art that we had perfected in the past, and we've lost that art. Because fighting is compelling. It's exciting. It's human conflict. It's disagreement. I mean, getting along, promoting unity, you know, that doesn't sell. And it's really sad in America that, you know, we have to admit that through the media, hate sells. And people are pushing it. They're pushing hate.
Here's a text that says, you know why we can't disagree and hate each other? Democrats disagree with Trump and try to assassinate him twice. Democrats disagree with Charlie Kirk and assassinate him. The left is full of hate. It is the left. Look at all the Democrats celebrating Kirk's death.
Who?
Who? Who? Name one. Name one.
Why don't you name names? I mean, I'm not going to let that text get away with that. Those people don't represent Democrats any more than QAnon represents Republicans. This is the mistake that we make. We don't have the intellect. We don't have the collective intellect any longer to differentiate between one person and not making that person part of the group that we hate. We use that person as evidence of why we should hate the entire group. And if you hate Democrats, this is America. You can hate Democrats. But don't blame them for something that is not their fault. That guy doesn't represent Democrats. The shooter represents himself. The people who shot at President Trump, they represent themselves. So, I mean, you know, if this turns into a right versus left war, then this shooting did no good at all. And then nobody learned a lesson from this. And it will happen more often. And it's going to be on your hands. It's going to be your fault if you're part of the problem and not part of the solution. It's easy to hate. But that's not the answer. And we're so blessed to live in this country that we should respect it enough to follow the spirit of America, which is we can disagree without violently taking action against somebody we disagree with. This is a beautiful thing about America. The ability to disagree, even with the President of the United States, we can disagree. And we don't have to get violent. And anybody that is supporting the violence and those who are supporting this idea that it's all coming from the left, you become part of the problem and not the solution.
The texter who wrote that, who said, the left is full of hate. Look at all the Democrats celebrating Kirk's death. They're doubling down on this incredibly stupid premise. They've written back and they say, well, what about the NOFD firefighter, the teacher, the New Orleans brewery? If you see somebody making a comment on social media that's celebrating Kirk's death, that doesn't really make them a Democrat.
Right.
B, why are you paying attention to that when you could be paying attention to the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bidens, Kamala Harris, every Democrat governor, every Democrat senator, every potential White House contendee in 2028 has come out and said, this is horrible. This is not to be celebrated. This isn't what we stand for. This isn't what Democrats want. This isn't what America deserves. Why are you ignoring all of that messaging so that you can go and get angry about the one firefighter who said some dumb stuff on their Instagram? What is wrong with you?
And those people who say those things are immediately denounced. The teacher in Michigan was fired.
Matthew Dowd didn't even get off the toilet before he lost his job on Wednesday. Get real. Get a grip.
Yeah, stop. I mean, again, see, this is what I'm talking about. There is an instinct to want to hate. There are people looking for reasons to hate. And this is coming from right-wing media. It's the right-wing echo chamber. And they're feeding this. They're feeding this. And these people are so gullible. They're not going, wait a minute, is that what I really want to believe? They're not even thinking. They're just allowing themselves to be brainwashed with a violent rhetoric. And it's sad. And you know, we're going to continue to talk about what is the right thing to do. And it's not going to change a lot of people. But if like Egan said, if you're going to pay attention to somebody who posts online, are you kidding me? That person doesn't represent everybody on the left. And again, those people were handled immediately. So you really have no case against the left. So all of you who are buying into this right-wing rhetoric, stop it. Because you become part of the problem if you do that.
I hate seeing people celebrate this event on social media. When I see people making light of this or saying he deserved it or saying, you know, this is a great moment for our cause, I am disgusted. That turns me off. And I know it turns you off. And I bet it turns off a lot of people listening. It is also true, if you have an open mind, you may enjoy reflecting on why would they be celebrating? Are the people, the anonymous people celebrating his death online, are they the people that he thought should be stoned to death because they're gay? Are they the people that Charlie Kirk said should be deported because of their political speech that he didn't like? Are they the people that Charlie Kirk said couldn't possibly be both black and qualified for the job that they hold? Are they the people that Charlie Kirk said their faith is incompatible with civilization?
You know, the other thing, Ian, is that people say things online that they would never say in a formal setting. These are keyboard cowards, and they will say something bold knowing they can get away with it. But they're not standing up in front of a crowd saying these things. They're not saying this, you know, in an interview on television or on radio. They're saying this online. And if you're going to be so quick to accept everything online as some kind of reflection of the collective reality of America, Man, you're making a mistake. And what about, it would take us 2 seconds to pull up right-wing people who are hateful and want to kill other people who they disagree with. There are people out there on the right who want to kill people. We're not doing that. And the conservative media and Donald Trump and his half-scoop son, they shouldn't be promoting this idea that the bullets are coming from the left. There's a conspiracy out there that Donald Trump is behind the shooting. That he wanted to get rid of Charlie Kirk because Charlie Kirk is getting too much attention. And if Trump runs again, Charlie Kirk may challenge him. And he wouldn't want that. I don't believe that conspiracy. You want to believe everything you see online? Well, let's believe that, okay? You want to believe these people who you think represents all of the left? Then let's believe the conspiracy theory and let's start promoting that Trump is behind the Charlie Kirk murder. You know, you can't have it both ways. You can't pick and choose. Well, I'm going to believe this on social media, but no, I'm not going to believe this. I mean, you're just a fool if you really put too much into social media.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.